is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, well, what led to lower prices across the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, I think it was more of a technical action than it was anything fundamental. Fundamentally, we do not have any fresh news going on out there in the marketplace. We were unable, even with yesterday's upside, to take out the highs made last week. Today, we did not take out yesterday's highs in most contracts. Even though we did come back off the lows of the session, it's still not an overly positive situation at the moment. At Choice Box Beef at mid-morning today, down 19 cents. Selects down $1.61 on a total movement of 101 loads. The cattle slaughter estimated at 114,000 head. On the close, June cattle did close 15 cents higher. August cattle were down 15 cents. August feeder cattle, 22 lower. October feeders down 40. And July lean hogs, 55 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network. And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can find insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Tom, what led to support across the grain markets?
I believe more than anything, Leslie, we saw technical buying, mainly funds covering shorts today that gave us double-digit gains in the wheat. That's the second day in a row. And we even saw double-digit gains in the soybeans today. And all this also helped pull a corn market to the upside. There was no fresh news to help this market out. Even the numbers that came out of yesterday afternoon's crop progress report really held no surprises for this market, especially anything to justify what we saw take place today. On the close, July KC wheat was up 21 and a quarter cents. September KC wheat up 22 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat 18 and three quarters higher. July corn up 6 3/4. December corn was 7 cents higher. July soybeans up 14 and three quarters, with November beans up 15 and three quarters. And July cotton closed 15 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.